每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
4月18日，复活确据，并且神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。哥林多前书6章14节。神的整个救赎计划都建立在主的复活这个伟大的事实之上，没有复活就没有救赎。基督预言，如果没有他的复活，就不可能有救恩。基督曾经多次预言他的复活，他在马太福音12章40节中说，约拿3日3夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样3日3夜在地里头。正如他所预言的，他复活了。任何历史事件都有一定的考证法则，必须有可靠的同时代目击者对相关事件进行历史记录。耶稣从死里复活的证据远远多于尤利乌斯·凯撒是否存在，或者亚历山大大帝是否活到33岁。奇怪的是，历史学家宁愿相信接受那些仅能找到少量证据的成千上万的历史事件，而对耶稣复活的压倒性证据，他们却满腹狐疑，在理智上就不以为然。这些人的问题在于，他们自己不愿意相信，他们属灵的眼睛瞎了，完全走偏，根本不肯接受圣经，不肯接受基督复活的荣耀事实。主的复活首先意味着基督是真神，基督是肉身带着神性。其次，意味着神接受了十字架的赎罪工作，这是拯救的必须环节。耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义，罗马书4章25节。再次确保了人类公义的审判，因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了，罗马书5章19节。最后，主的复活也保证了我们身体最后的复活。但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子，哥林多前书15章20节。圣经告诉我们，作为基督徒，我们死后可能葬在墓里，但是将来都要复活。耶稣胜过了死亡，因着基督的复活，再也没有死亡的毒钩了。基督自己掌管着阴间的钥匙，他说，又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙，启示录1章18节。基督应许说，因为我活着，你们也要活着，约翰福音14章19节。让我们一起祷告。父啊，因着复活，我们就有永生的盼望。我们何等感谢你，因为你让我们知道了这一点，并赐给我们这个盼望。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
14th, the fact of the resurrection. God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. 1 Corinthians 6:14. Upon that great fact hangs the entire plan of the redemption program of God. Without the resurrection, there could be no salvation. Christ predicted that without his resurrection, there could be no salvation. Christ predicted his resurrection many times. He said on one occasion, "For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Matthew 12:40. As he predicted, he rose. There are certain laws of evidence which hold in the establishment of any historical event. There must be documentation of the event in question made by reliable contemporary witnesses. There is more evidence that Jesus rose from the dead than there is that Julius Caesar ever lived, or that Alexander the Great died at the age of 33. It is strange that historians will accept thousands of facts for which they can produce only shreds of evidence, but in the face of the overwhelming evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they cast a skeptical eye and hold intellectual doubts. The trouble with these people is that they do not want to believe. Their spiritual vision is so blinded that they are so completely prejudiced that they cannot accept the glorious fact of the resurrection of Christ on Bible testimony alone. The resurrection meant, first, that Christ was undeniably God. He was what he claimed to be. Christ was deity in the flesh. Second, it meant that God had accepted his atoning work on the cross, which was necessary for our salvation, was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. Romans 4:25. Third, it assures mankind of a righteous judgment. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans 5:19. Fourth, it guarantees that our bodies will also be raised in the end. But now Christ is risen from the dead and became the first fruits of those that slept. 1 Corinthians 15:20. The scripture teaches that as Christians, our bodies may go to the grave, but they are going to be raised on the great resurrection morning. Then will death be swallowed up in victory. As a result of the resurrection of Christ, the sting of death is gone, and Christ himself holds the keys. He says, "I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. Amen." And have the keys of hell and death. Revelation 1:18. And Christ promises that, "Because I live, you also shall live." John 14:19. Let us pray. Father, in the resurrection we have the hope of eternal life, and we thank you so much that you have made this known to us and given us this hope. In Jesus' name.